Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Happy Thursday. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this blue sky and sunshine. You know what happens next week? Yeah. Spring. Spring will finally be here. Actually, it hits us on the 19th. Wow. A week from today. Did I miss something? Did we miss winter? Oh my gosh. I think, you know, we had a couple of days of snow there, but I think for the most part, you know, it's just been so nice. Gorgeous outside. Go out and get some of that sunshine on your face. Good old-fashioned vitamin D. That's the best way to do it. Naturally. But I do hope you're going to have a great Thursday. And not panic. That's all I can ask you, is just don't panic. Use your head. Understand what's going on. I'm getting emails from all over the place. You know, one email, a doctor is complaining about sneeze shaming, which is pretty funny. Sneezing is not a symptom of the coronavirus. It's the cough. It's the lung thing. It's the pneumonia, a different, you know, form of that lung disease. Sneezing is not a thing. So when you hear someone sneeze, please don't evacuate the room. What I believe is concerning about the coronavirus is the mass hysteria. This is pretty bad. I guess I would go back to the, Roswell incident when they thought aliens had crash landed. There was a Brookings Institute report that said, "Hey, don't tell people if there's aliens because it's going to cause a global panic and people are unpredictable." And it's like, wow, maybe they were right in not saying anything. Because this is really getting out of control. Events being canceled in places that have not even had any sign of the coronavirus. Economic distress. I'm sorry. I go back to protect yourself. Be ready for anything on a day-to-day basis, but it's just too convenient. When you have the Democrats in the House trying to put things through and pass things that, let's just say you thought the Patriot Act was bad. The things they're trying to pull now are even worse. And they're trying to take information away from you. You know, what's going on with Biden? What's going on with Bernie? They don't want to do debates or meet in public or anything like that. Things being canceled. Maybe we can find alternatives. Like one-on-ones, televised. I'll go into the room with them, be checked out beforehand, and ask some questions. This is ridiculous. I want you to hear something. I don't know if this plays into the narrative or what, but just listen to this for just a second. Okay, so somebody asks Biden at this event, and he is literally nonsensical. It happened in Wyoming, and they literally, when he made the statement, "I'm surprised Sanders is joining with Trump," after being asked about the coronavirus and swearing at a potential voter. It was like that moment when Clinton passed out and collapsed. Everybody around her caught her and they hit her and they got her into a car. People literally pushed him into this car. Oh, that's why. Sorry. You couldn't hear what I was doing. So let's try this again.
I'm surprised that Sanders is joining Trump.
Thank you. Get him into the car. I don't know if you caught that, but that had nothing to do with what people were asking, and I say go check out the video, because the look on the blank stare on his face, that's concerning. You go back to 2 years ago, 2 years before that, 2 years before that, 2 years before that, we always have some sort of disease, virus, that just tries to shut everything down, tries to get more money out of the government. I want to ask you to participate in our poll question today and be honest. Of course, I hope you're always honest. We've already seen large-scale events canceled here in Northern Nevada. How far are we going to go? How long is it going to go? Do we just cancel in the immediate future? We've lost the Reno Jazz Festival. We've lost, well, you may have heard me talking about the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas. One of their biggest. I mean, it's up there with the Consumer Electronics Show. It's been canceled. Do we cancel these events or do we just scale them back? Why cancel everything out altogether? Why not let people choose their options? I'm not canceling any of my speaking events. I intend on going everywhere. At what point do you get the opportunity as the taxpayer to say, this isn't working on me? Okay, you guys keep pulling this and it's not good for the economy. It's not good for the people. The coronavirus has a contagion rate. I think it's at factor two now. SARS was at four. And the measles that we easily see come over a border that Democrats don't want to protect. They want to protect, actually, the people coming over the border. Measles has a contagion rate of 18. Coronavirus has a cure rate of 97% for those under 50. And the spread is leveling off. But you would think that the way the media is hyping it, the way that politicians are being pressured to fall in line, you'd think it was the black freaking plague. Let the jazz festival go on. If you don't want to go, don't go. If you want to go, go. This should be very eye-opening to you of the control that our massive, overbloated government has. Just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. 884-9910. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. 2004, SARS. 2008, avian. 2010, swine. 2012, MERS. 2014, Ebola. 2016, Zika. 2018, Ebola again. 2020, Corona. Sorry to the beer out there, coronavirus. COVID-19. It's like we're all playing the fear factor and everybody's given in to the government. You should be scared. Not of the coronavirus. You should be scared of what the government is doing right now. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this quick break with your comments and concerns and our poll question right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bon Jovi there for you. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. John, I don't know what to tell you. John just sent me an email, went to Walmart, Northwest for just a few items, regular shopping. Not one roll of toilet paper in the entire aisle. We are a stupid people. John, I don't know what to tell you. Honestly, I think that when the world ends, that's all anybody is going to want is toilet paper. I'm surprised that people aren't, or the government's not coming forward and saying conserve. Let's go to the phone lines this morning at 884-9910 and check in with Mark. Hi, Mark. What are your thoughts on the coronavirus?
Hi, Monica. I would like to make, you know, a two-sided point. You know, I think we should not panic. We've got to keep calm. We should not make any decision when we feel fear. And I agree that this coronavirus is a pretty mild virus. But I would like to draw your attention to another event and that's the Spanish flu in 1918. In 1918, Spanish flu came out pretty much like this virus. It was very mild, affected only the elderly, but then it mutated. Within a short period of time, it mutated. And then it came back with a vengeance, and it killed young, healthy people. 600,000 U.S. soldiers that were young and healthy died of Spanish flu. That is more soldiers dead than combined soldier dead in World War One. So, you know, I think that we don't want to panic over this one, but we have to be serious. We have to take it seriously, and we have to at least prepare and don't do things that we don't have to do. But, yes, go about your life and do things that you do have to do. Just be smart about it.
Great words of advice, Mark. Great words of advice. The difference between the Spanish flu and I think what we're experiencing now is the level of scientific, I don't want to say interference, that's not the word I'm looking for, but scientific advancement. We have cures for the flu. We can see the viruses now. We have better technology. We have better medicines. Yeah, you're right. I mean, but people should be allowed to make that decision for themselves. Way back when, during the era of the Spanish flu, it was a whole different time. When the government comes in and just starts stopping things, and I'm not talking about just the federal government, I'm talking about, you know, state and local as well. Somebody chastised me the other day. This isn't a local topic, which you're, you know, always touting. Coronavirus is about as local as you can get, because not only is everybody thinking about it, but it could affect everybody. So, and we are seeing the effects of it here in Reno and in Nevada. You know, with these large scale conventions canceling. And I think it's, I think it's interesting that some people are coming out and, oh, well, school, this school is going to be canceled Friday through Monday because of the coronavirus. What does that do? What does it do if, you know, your business or whatever you're doing is still open through March, but you shut down in April? People's reasoning on this is just confusing to me. So I want to know what you think. 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should large events be postponed or canceled because of corona fears? Yes, no, or other. Remember, in other, you can type in whatever you'd like. Well, not whatever. We do have ultimate control. But I think that this should be concerning to all, just to see response. Just a thought. We've got a Fox News update coming up on us. And then after that, we've got from Fox News Radio, John Decker joining us. He's going to, if you missed the president's statements last night, or if you've just gotten bits and pieces of it, we're going to go a little bit more in depth to that of how this is going to affect you, how it's going to affect your travel plans. And, you know, I was even paying attention because I've got a graduation to attend in May. Am I going to be able to get to see that? Do, you know, are they just going to start canceling events for kids? Momentous occasions, graduations? People are canceling weddings. Yeah, I'm not too concerned about that. Probably some bride out there with somewhere out there saying, oh, thank goodness for the coronavirus. I didn't want to marry this guy anyway. Now I got a way to get out of it. There's always something. All right. We'll be back after this with a Fox News update. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today on this beautiful Thursday. Go out and enjoy that blue sky as best you can. And, well, just take a laugh with you as well. Put a smile on your face. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I have to pass this little bit of tidbit on for you. Hopefully put a smile on your face. As we head into this 2020 election, it's just a meltdown everywhere. And Joe is just, he's an angry man. He's just that angry old grandpa that just get off my lawn. You kids get off my lawn. And it is just hysterical. So I love shopping local. I love my local gun stores, but I'm going to promote this one. Speaking of gun stores, ooh. Big Reno show going on this weekend. But this is hysterical. There is a company, Palmetto State Armory. It's out of South Carolina. And because of the meltdown in Michigan, they are putting together a lower. And if you don't know what a lower is, then, well, you shouldn't know because it's a firearm term. But they are manufacturing and now selling an Angry Joe 14 stripped lower receiver. And it's funny. Go on to, if you can, bearingarms.com, and you can see a picture of it there. It is... pretty much every comment that he's made, there is a dogged face pony soldier. It's a pony with a dog face and dressed up as a soldier. And it says AR-14 multi, Angry Joe. And then they've got the serial number. Little comments like, what did he say? And full of, you know what? This is pretty cute. I don't even know if I would build that out. I would have that just to have that in my collection. But you never know when you're going to need to build your own because they're just, the government's trying to go after every single piece, every little single part that actually manufactures a gun. That's how far they're going. So just a thought for you there. Christmas is just around the corner. Just remember that. So that's bearingarms.com. Answer to today's poll question. What do you think? Should big conventions and sporting events, should they be canceled or scaled back? I mean, why cancel an event altogether when, especially if you sell tickets or something, you can just stop selling tickets. If it's a outdoor event, indoor event, do what cruise ships do. Some restaurants have one of those bulk hand sanitizers there right as everybody walks in. I remember that. I'm not making fun of Asians, but it's just that was the comment. Washy washy. That's what everybody said on the cruise ship, washy washy. Well, speaking of cruise ships, what's going on with everything? President laying down some pretty interesting things in his speech last night of how we're going to combat the coronavirus. I was hoping to talk to John Decker about manufacturing and just shutting China down in the way of bringing manufacturing back to this country, which we could so easily do. But that was a big deal with what President Trump had to say last night. So from Fox News Radio, joining us once again is John Decker. John, thank you so much for being with us again. Boy, I'm just going to put you on a regular schedule.
That's funny. Hi, Monica. How are you doing today?
I am doing great today. I'm getting concerned. Great. I'm getting concerned, John, though. We're going to levels that we've never seen before in our lifetime with shutting things down, scaling things back because of a viral flu, form of the flu. What was really coming out of President Trump's speech last night?
Well, I think the headline coming out of the speech last night was the president announcing that he is stopping all travel coming from the European Union, coming from Europe. 26 countries are covered by that, and that would be for the next 30 days starting Friday, tomorrow, at midnight Eastern time. So that was pretty remarkable. That's unprecedented. And interestingly enough, we learned that the European Union was not consulted on this decision before the president announced it.
So they're pretty angry because now they're seeing their economy affected as well. Why the European Union but not the UK? Was there any discussion
Good
about
question.
That?
Also, why not Ireland? I mean, I don't know, you know, why Ireland or the UK are seen as, you know, sort of these islands that are immune from coronavirus, but for whatever reason, they're not on the travel ban list the president announced last night.
Do the experts believe that because of the travel ban that this is a way to curb the coronavirus altogether, that this is going to slow it to where we can get the medications we need?
I would imagine, yeah. I mean, you're not taking such drastic, unprecedented action unless you're getting advice from the healthcare professionals, from the CDC, from the NIH, from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who you may see, you know, from time to time doing the briefings from the White House. The epicenter of the coronavirus has moved from Asia. It's moved from China and South Korea to Europe, and that's the reason why Europe is the focus of this travel ban.
Dr. Fauci concerns me because when he's speaking with the vice president in the group, it doesn't seem that bad. We're going to get through this, but when he's speaking before Congress, it's just going to get a whole lot worse. He seems more concerned. Excuse me. And no, I don't have the coronavirus. I have a sinus infection, just so you know. This is something that is concerning from the fact of, can I just hit you up on that one question about manufacturing? Do you mind?
Well, I don't mind, you know, anything you ask me, Monica, but I think that the thing that's on the minds of so many people right now is the coronavirus. I recognize this. There's a lot of anxiety around the country right now concerning what we're seeing, and it's unprecedented. We're seeing the NBA suspended season. We're seeing the NCAA likely going to cancel their March Madness tournament. We're seeing other sporting events also being canceled. This is unprecedented. This is something that we haven't seen since 9/11. So to me, this is the major issue of the day, Monica, and the thing that I think concerns so many Americans right now, especially when you have Dr. Fauci saying that we're talking about thousands, literally thousands of more cases of coronavirus coming up in this country over the next few weeks.
Yes, it is concerning, but I think it's also angering a lot of people that, you know, are we going to see this with the flu every year now? Because the flu takes more people than the coronavirus or COVID-19. People have been asking, you know, why is it just the coronavirus pops up? People have to understand the coronavirus has been around for years and years and years. This is just a virulent strain of it, just like the flu. Like, you have the Russian flu, you have the Asian flu, you have the avian flu. It's just a different strain. And I think,
Monica,
you know,
I think that you're diminishing what this particular issue is, and that's, I don't think, a smart thing to do. You know, the NBA would not be suspending its season unless this was a serious issue, right? They're losing literally tens of millions of dollars. The NCAA would not be essentially contemplating canceling March Madness. They're going to be losing $100 million. This is not something that I would compare to the average everyday flu. This is very serious, and I think that you should not diminish it in any way.
Yeah, I'm trying not to diminish it. I feel like we're hearing different things from the administration as to how many people have it, how many people have been affected, how many people have died, and it's going to affect the economy that I don't know if we're going to be able to recover like people are recovering from the coronavirus. So, you know, John, I agree to disagree, but it's something that I think people have to have more control of their own lives for. I mean, isn't the House looking today at, you know, even more restrictions and more money, more funding?
What are you specifically referring to?
The House has a bill that they're looking at for funding.
And what's contained in that bill? What's contained in that bill, Monica?
I don't know. I haven't seen the bill yet.
So why would it concern you if you don't know what's contained in the bill?
Well, because we have a government that has a tendency to pass bills without knowing what's in it.
And when it so takes if it gets bipartisan support, then it concerns you?
Yeah, it really does. Because
listen, Monica, I don't know what to tell you. I am not a health expert. I covered the White House on 9/11. Our economy bounced back from 9/11. And I think that our economy will bounce back from the impacts that we're seeing right now of the coronavirus. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, John, thank you for the update, and I appreciate your time. It's been great having you on again.
Absolutely.
Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. John Decker from Fox News Radio. You have to take it for yourself. We cannot let Congress be passing bills that we don't know what is in them. We've seen this happen locally. Our legislators have passed bills that they don't read all the way through. This is something that should be very concerning to you, besides just the thought of the coronavirus, of a form of the flu. How John responds to it concerns me because of the fact that, maybe you're not being told everything. Once again, that's what spreads fear, when you are not told everything. I say don't buy into the fear. 884-9910, what are your thoughts? Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Keep in mind that tomorrow is the end of filing. So if we're looking for honest people who are going to run for office, who when asked a question, answers it and doesn't divert to other things, now is your time to either run or let people know that you want to run. 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
I love social media. You can find all of my social media contacts at 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. Go onto my page, just hit the schedule, hit Monica J. You can find all of my contacts there and some suggestions for you as well. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Marcella this morning. Hi, Marcella. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to share that I'm a retired nurse practitioner, and you're absolutely right. I lobbied once for a California nurse practitioner statewide group, and everybody I had at that time was not on the board, but I had been prior. So I wrote to my congressman and about this bill we wanted passed, and it was only for nurse practitioners to be as independent as they are in Nevada. I had worked at the VA, so we already practiced independently under federal law, because federal trumps state. So when I talked to one of the state board members, a new one, is a man, as a nurse practitioner, he said to me, don't talk because we're all going to talk. You're not a board member. So the lobbyist that we paid came in and briefed the congressman. The congressman wasn't saying anything, and they didn't know I had already written to him, and I was his constituent, and I knew he didn't know what the bill was about. So I let the whole board talk, about four people. He still hadn't said anything. They're just throwing information at him. So finally, I looked at him, and I said, do you know what the bill is about? And he said, no. Will you tell me? So I explained to him what it was about. Then when we were all walking out, I'm the only one that he asked for my card. He voted against the bill that day.
Oh, that's
because
great.
California Medical Association had higher paid lobbyists than we did. So nurse practitioners still don't practice as independently as they do 23 states, including Nevada. However, because of this virus here, as a nurse practitioner working at the VA, the flu is a big deal. And when we got our first patient that was in ICU, we got an immediate email note throughout all of the providers, the first responders. We have our first patient in the ICU with the flu. So you're right. This flu is a little bit different. It's more contagious. However, it still is killing less than the flu, and it appears to be like it will be like that. And so many people don't take the flu seriously when I hear them that they tell me they don't want to get the vaccine because it'll cause them to get the flu, which is incorrect. So the flu still kills more people. The difference I see between the coronavirus is that it's a little more contagious. They're saying it's more contagious, and we don't have a vaccine yet, but they're working on it.
Yeah, and our people are working on it. Trump had so quickly brought together the heads of all of these different pharmaceutical companies, and that's what really concerns me, Marcella, is the drugs, the ingredients for the drugs, they've been taken out of our hands, so we can't even get our hands on certain things here in this country. They have to come from out of country because we've let our manufacturing go.
Because you mean they're working on the flu virus right now?
Well, hopefully.
Or you're saying because of shipments.
Yeah, because
but
of shipments.
Only 22 drugs come out of China right now. And there's one we can easily make here. It's just it's been bought there. So I don't know, but I know that I heard that they're working on the vaccine right now. They have to mm-hmm. get a control group, you know, a placebo control versus the other real right. flu. That might take about 6 months, but they're not at the stages yet. It has to go through all the stages of being to where the final one will show whether it works or not. So it's going to take a while. But it looks like they're working on it, but I do agree with you. I heard today that this, I don't know where they were trying to go out and get, one of the schools was closed, and they're worried about getting lunch and breakfast to kids that are staying yeah. at home. And I thought, so they're going to go out and give them lunch and breakfast, and then they themselves could be spreading the flu.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So there's so many problems. Right now, it's really hard. It seems like the government is supporting the weak instead of the strong and letting the strong survive. It's more toward the weaker to survive and then the strong. I don't know what's going to happen. It's completely against human nature, though, what's been for thousands and thousands of years without the government influence.
Well, I think it's also helping the Democrats survive, too, for that last grasp at 2020. So, Marcella, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time and appreciate what you do as part of a citizen lobbyist as well. You have to look at what these bills are saying. You know, this is not something that's flippant, that when Trump signed that massive spending bill, you know, he wanted $2.5 billion. The Democrats wanted a whole lot more. What is in that spending bill that we don't know about? And now Democrats trying to put a bill through the House that will take away your freedoms. This should be more concerning than the coronavirus. 884-9910. Stick around. We're going to get a Fox News update and, of course, a business update as well. Markets have been canceled for right now. Trading has been halted, which is something we saw after 9/11 as well. We'll see what the impact is on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.